Look, what sort of fight are you expecting Pulev to put up next weekend?
I expect a good fight. You know, this is he's a good fighter, Pulev, but so is Yui Fury. So it's going to be a good fight. This, and you know, I don't predict an easy fight, but I predict it's a fight that he can come through.
Peter, when we saw Huey out with Sam Sexton, I think we saw a bit more hitting power, basically. Is that something you've focused on improving in Huey again this time?
Yeah, we've been working on that a lot. He's improved a lot physically and a lot. He's hitting with a lot more power and letting his shots go a lot more. We've been working on his... he's a good boxer anyway, but we've been working on a bit more on the aggression, on attacks and stuff like that. So, you know, that was what we've seen he's needed to do. So that's what he's been working on.
Do you expect... You're going out to Bulgaria. You know, it's a trip away. That's never easy. Do you expect it to be a particularly hostile environment for you to fight in? And are there any preparations you've taken? Have you already been out there, for example?
Only the weak in mind say that things are not easy abroad. Mm. It's a ring. It's a boxing ring. You can fight anywhere. It's only if people want to be devious and up to skullduggery where it makes it difficult abroad. But as far as boxing is concerned, in a ring, it doesn't make any difference. It could be on the moon.
Has it been an easy fight to make? I remember a more famous occasion when you were subject to some skullduggery for an away fight. You're not expecting any of that this time around, are you?
Well, you never can tell, but I'm ready for it. If that is the case, we will not be getting away with it. I can assure you on that. You know, I'm a very fair person, and I expect a fair fight, and the best man will win. I don't expect any cheating or any shortcuts or trying to get stupid edges anywhere. So, providing it's... to be fair, the deal's gone very quickly. You know, they agreed everything. So I don't really see a problem. When we went over there for the press conference, we got treated with very much respect. So, so that's as much as I can tell you, really.
Peter, what are you working towards? What's the end game for Huey?
The end game for Huey is to be the best in the world, to prove everybody what he can do and achieve his ultimate goal. That's being the best in the world and fighting the best and beating the best. So that's where he's at. He's not into boxing to make up the numbers. He's not just into boxing to make himself a living. He's out to prove he is the best out there. And he's already, you know, well on his track. You know, this is a kid who's just turned 24 years of age. He's already fought a controversial loss at 22 for a world title. Mm. He's progressing nicely. You know, let's not forget, at his age in the heavyweight, he is very young. So I'm looking to see a big improvement again on the 27th against Pulev, and he's really growing into he's growing into his own at the moment. So he's growing into a world class heavyweight.
Peter, if he comes through Kubrat Pulev, it makes him the IBF mandatory. Do you expect to be given that opportunity to fight Anthony Joshua, or do you think that he might actually in the end relinquish the IBF belt and avoid fighting him altogether?
Well, I don't think he's going to... Well, I can't say what's going to happen in other people's politics, but if we get offered the fight, if Huey comes through Pulev and they offered us that fight in April, 1,000,000% Huey will take it. So there's nothing to stop that fight from our side if Huey is successful against Kubrat Pulev. So like I said, we're up for that fight. If Joshua hasn't got to fulfil his mandatory and Huey's got to wait 8 to 9 months, then Huey will not sit around. He'll keep busy. And we'll look to put him in good fights again.
And if we do get that, and I have to say I would be very excited to see Huey at Wembley on April 13th, have you already watched a lot of Joshua and got a little game plan in mind for him on that date?
Sure, you know, I look at all the heavyweights and, you know, it'd be a great fight. And I'm sure we've got our own ideas on it, so it'd be fantastic. But first of all, you know, I'm not even looking at anything like that. I'm looking at... Kubrat Pulev. Hmm. You know, I'd be a very unwise move for me to start looking at future fights when I've got to get over this major hurdle come the 27th.
Yeah.
Peter, I think we'll leave it there, but thank you very much. Very interesting. And good luck.
Yeah, good luck, Peter.
You're very welcome. Thanks a lot.
That's Peter Fury, the trainer of the heavyweight contender Huey Fury, going out to box in Bulgaria. The skullduggery, he's right, it can always happen in boxing. It's one of the things that's plagued the sport for, well, ever since it started. But bouts are better this now. And
well, I tell you, the reason I mentioned it to Peter specifically was because he used to coach Tyson Fury and when he took Tyson to Germany to take on Vladimir Klitschko. There's a brilliant piece of footage, and they go into the ring at about lunchtime, and Tyson just walks around it, and he goes, oh, it's very spongy. And Peter gets up and he goes, yeah, it is. And he goes and finds the organizer and says, we are going home now unless you take two levels of foam out of this ring. And they packed the ring with foam to make it softer because Tyson's a famous mover and they wanted to make the movement harder by making the ring softer. And they did indeed take two layers of foam out of that ring. And he ended up, of course...
The claim was just inadvertent. I don't know how this happened.
extra layers of... No. No, we don't know anything about that. It's a normal ring. It's all very good. Yeah, but it does happen.
That was German, was it?
Yes. It does happen in boxing because you can... There is not much regulation about things like that. But even the size of the ring can vary.
Exactly.
And it's amazing. If it's your home fight, you are almost required...
I'm amazed that the boxing boards of control just haven't got a standard size and say that's it.
I know, it's actually mad that they are that they're still able to do this with boxing rings. And, you know, every fight deal has things about gloves, size of gloves, everything involving wraps. Wraps, you know, which is when they protect their hands underneath the gloves. Everything involving that is controversial.
Well, when people... start to say, well, look, just get on with it, get on with this deal. The props don't realise the way in which the specifics are gone into, and things like, you know, which doping body do we have?
Yeah, I mean, there are so many different doping bodies, and it turns out, as Billy Joe Saunders learnt to his chagrin, that actually they have different rules for different doping bodies.
There is.